Hello, everyone, and welcome to day two. Only 54 girls remain, Heidi. We're on to the semifinals. What all goes on in this round?
Oh my goodness. So I know the girls last night, they get a chance to go home to perfect the routines that they learned yesterday. We have the music playing. I know they're probably going over it in their heads, so it's going to be a great day, Lisa.
Are they staying up all night just practicing?
I think so. I remember some late nights, definitely. You just have to trust in the fact that you know what you're doing. And once you get up on that stage, you just put it all out there.
Today, they're going to dance in front of a bigger judging panel. They're going to do the routines that they did yesterday, so they've had a little time to let those soak in now. So now we can really see them perform. We can see what they would bring to the field at a game or at any performance. You know, yesterday we had some great dancers or some beautiful girls. Now we're looking for that overall total package. You would think that each elimination would get easier because you have less girls, but it makes it actually a lot more difficult. And you would think, oh, well, now it's just the really talented ones. But the thing is, they're all talented.
Highest score is 189. Lowest is 116.
Roxanne was in the middle. She has a six-year-old. She was on training group. I think she's someone that would work really hard.
Yeah, I like her.
And we can see what she does this week. And this is the high schooler, you guys.
No, I liked her.
Okay, everyone, you guys, I was like driving here sad, thinking she's gonna go bye-bye today. But you all liked her.
I did.
Okay. Well, first off, I just wanna say congratulations on an amazing semifinals. It was so fun watching you guys all up there. I hope that you had fun, you felt confident, and you enjoyed today. So here we go. Our first contestant coming to finals is number 5, Andrea. Number 36, Kayla. Number 50, Carlin. Number 4, Olena. 34, Jenna. Number 17, Roxanne. And we have one more spot going to finals. And it's number 16, Ashley. So thank you to the rest of you ladies. You can head back to the locker room and we hope to see you next year. Thank you.
I feel so happy. Like, I don't have any words.
When they called my name and my number, I was elated. I was so excited.
All right, we're wrapping up here from University of Phoenix Stadium. These girls have been put to the test and only 37 remain.
And here are your 2017 Arizona Cardinals cheerleaders finalists.
Still to come, the competition shifts to Cardinals headquarters in Tempe, bringing a chosen few to finals.